Spike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Minutes on this Tuesday edition. Blake Ruffino Wednesday. Brett Ciancia also with us on Wednesday. Playing portion for the high schools around here where I'm at in Tennessee gets started this Friday. Yeah, gets started this Friday, man. I am very excited about it. I'm a Friday night guy when it comes to football and a Saturday guy. Absolutely love it. Bubby down there in Georgia, noon in Georgia. Bubby's been up for commitments a few times. AP poll last year had the Dogs preseason number 5, Bill, and we got an Addy. Got no problem starting number 3 this year. I told you, there was a guy who I follow for his tweets regarding the stock market, but he also tweets some about gambling. College Impro. He's up in Chicago. His name is Will Mead. He has predicted, whether it's right or wrong, Georgia repeats. I just figure you dog fans like this dude, whether he's right or not. You got to like that dude if you're a Georgia fan, right? Nobody that I know of is saying that Georgia's going to repeat. Georgia will be a hellacious team because that's where they're at. That's what their program is, but I don't know of anybody saying, now maybe I'm just not hearing all the predictions, but this guy, and he's not bad. Usually when it's a guy, and he's mainly a pro guy, and he's, I just don't listen when it comes to college, because they don't know what they're talking about. And this guy may or may not, but he stepped out and said, they will repeat. And I think Kirkland, I think you'll like this too. I think he's really high on Stetson Bennett. I think he might have bet Stetson Bennett, whatever the long shot odds are for him, to win the Heisman. If you're looking for value now. Bobby goes on to say only 11 of the 25 teams in the AP 2021 preseason poll actually finished in the final top 25. Sports journalists, Bill, should replace their dartboards. It's all guesswork. That's pretty good. Just a dartboard. I wonder who's going to, boom, okay, that's the team I'm gonna pick. Tom in Myrtle Beach says, I told Georgia dog, all you got to do if somebody tries to question Georgia is post the picture of Stetson Bennett post-game, national championship, bottle of Pappy's 23, aged 23 years, and he's swigging right out of the bottle. That's all you got to ask. That answers anything you want to know. Just put that picture right up there and say, okay, do you have a better one than this from 2021? Bottle of Pappy's. You know, there are a lot of people that don't know that happened. I'll see people all the time. Did you see the Stetson Bennett thing? They go, no. Well, what? Post game, man. Dude gives him a bottle of Pappy's 23. He takes a straight swig right out of it. Did you not see this? How did you miss this? To me, that's an iconic moment. Do we have anything from the 1980 season? Well, I've got my bottles that, you know, Ken gave me one. Tom gave me one. So I've got a 2021 bottle, commemorative Georgia Coke bottle, and from Ken, the 1981. Is there a picture of Buck Ballou in the post game after the Notre Dame win in the Sugar Bowl hitting on a bottle of expensive? Did I know Pappy's isn't a recent thing, but was Pappy's a well-known item in 1980? I wouldn't know. The only thing I knew in 1980 as a freshman in college would have been Jack Daniels. I mean, everybody knows Jack Daniels, right? Everybody does, whether you drink it or not. Tom does drink it. I struggle with it. It's the aftertaste is just not good. Johnny Vegas, down on the coast, the Emerald Coast. Not only, he says, did I bet Georgia to not win the SEC, if I could find the bet, I would bet Stetson, quote, average Joe is not even the quarterback by game seven. Wow. That'd be pretty good. Can you bet somewhere that Stetson Bennett does not make it through the year? Now, again, we're not saying here an injury, which can happen to anybody. He just is ineffective, and they replace him with Carson Beck or Johnny Five-Star here or there, whoever, right? Johnny Vegas says he would bet this. Would you bet that Hendon Hooker doesn't make it and they go back to Joe Milton? No, no, I don't think he would do that. Now, I know Notre Dame fans, I'm not trying to make you mad, but Tyler Buckner, who is a gifted quarterback, but I think he's, I worry about him staying healthy. He's not a small guy. He's 6'2", 220. Good, solid-sized quarterback. He's got funky arm delivery, but he's got a good arm. It's the weirdest. It might be the most unorthodox technique throwing the ball I've ever seen. Football. I mean, it is just odd. But and he's also very athletic. Very athletic. I worry about his health. And if it's not him, they're going to Drew Pine. So could you bet that he doesn't make it to game seven? Got to remember, he didn't play in the spring game. Now, this was a precaution thing. They said we could have played him if it had been a real game. Because somewhere he tripped down some stairs. Wasn't even school-related. Wasn't football-related. Tom points this out. Running back Evan Pryor for Ohio State. Now, he's not their star. He's a good back, but he's not the main back. We all know. Apparently has an injury that's going to keep him out this year. Yeah, I saw that earlier, but Tom brings it up, and I have not mentioned that yet. Now, they're saying it could well be a knee. I don't know if this has been confirmed or not. Four-star prospect from the class of 21. And they've got backs. They're okay. My guy from the Burrow's gone, right? But they've got a superstar running back who's healthy and ready to go. Yeah, ready to grow. South Pacific Sooner from New Zealand, living in the States. Is Brock Vandergriff still on the roster? Yes. Oh, yeah. He's fighting there. Jeff, too, instead of expensive liquor, I'm sure there's some classified photos of some of those Miami Natty teams doing lines of the Bolivian marching powder from back in the 80s. You think? I haven't seen any of those yet. I can't attest for any of that. Griff's coming up. All right, are there any other guidelines? Clyde's already warned me. Okay, don't try the Spurrier thing. Yeah, don't. It'll go 20 minutes and it's nothing but gushing about Spurrier. I won't do that. No, I won't. I'll take his advice on that. Is there anything else you don't want me to do? What about if I said, hey, Griff, tell me what you think about Vanderbilt's facilities? Is that a no-go, too? Now, when I ask Griff about what's happening at camp, you know what I'm going to get back, right? Bill, Kirby does not allow any or slightly any coverage. Yeah, it's not like we have any access there, Bill. Couldn't tell you what's happening over there at Georgia camp right now. Who was the guy? Oh, for you folks in Jacksonville, longtime radio guy, big short guy, but real big bones and heavy, and he was always kind of hanging out with Frank Frangie and Brady Ackerman and that group. Oh, I know the guy. Anyways, he tells a story about how this is Ray Goff era. He gets on a bus with Georgia fans who live in Jacksonville to go to Georgia and be at a practice. Like, they were allowed to go in there and hang out. Now, this is back in the early 90s when Ray took over. And apparently, who was the guy? He retired a few years back. Funny guy, though, man. Always had a cigar in his mouth. Just a real funny guy. And he did radio in Jacksonville forever. I'm looking at him. Anyways, and apparently they all get drunk on this bus ride to Athens. And he gets there, and apparently he's a little out of control on the sidelines, and he gets chewed out by Ray. So it got real ugly. During practice, he gets dressed down by Ray. Yeah, this guy was a good friend. I don't know if he's still around. Frank Frangie down there now does the Jacksonville games. Frank's done radio, though. His show down there for many years. What was his name? Ah. Anyways, Griff's coming up. Griff won't know the name either. From the AJC's Dog Nation. That's what's coming up next. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at heavy traffic right now on 24 and trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area. Coming in from Rutherford County into Davidson. Again, it's pretty busy there up by Bell Road. Nolensville Pike at Haywood Lane right at that intersection. We saw working a crash with injuries. Heavy, but it's moving down. 65 here at Trinity Lane. It's busy coming in from Dixon County. That's been in pretty good shape so far on I-40. Hey, Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. You can even apply online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Woo! It's a scorcher out there, but we've got tips that'll keep you chilling this August. Tip number one, keep your AC in peak condition. Tip number two, drink lots of fluids. Tip number three, go for refreshing top prizes up to a cool million by playing all new August Insta games from the Tennessee Lottery. All of these exhilarating games can lead to cold hard cash. So head to the shade of your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and enjoy some game-changing fun today.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
From scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, The Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. Online at thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company, looking forward to seeing you.
WNSR Nashville Sports Radio is your Middle Tennessee home for the best high school football coverage. Join me, Joe Fisher, along with Greg Pogue and the WNSR crew every Friday night for the Mid-State Checkdown High School Football Game of the Week. Each week, we're hitting the road and giving you the best coverage of the best high school football in Middle Tennessee. It's the Mid-State Checkdown High School Football Game of the Week every Friday night on your home for high school football. WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 86. Mostly clear tonight, low around 62. Sunny tomorrow, high near 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Mike Griffith with the AJC's Doll Nation checks in with us every Tuesday. We appreciate his time. Griff, anything standing out to you from practice so far? What you've been able to see with limited access?
Between, you know, what little we've seen and what Kirby's told us and what some of the boosters and parents have shared, I mean, it's kind of what we expected. You know, the Georgia has a really good offensive line. They've got a good run game. They're trying to work their passing game. The defense has probably fallen off a little bit in the front seven. Kirby wasn't happy with the tackling. But there's a lot of talent in the secondary, so it's pretty much as advertised.
Georgia Dog says, ask Griff, and he said, maybe it was on a Jim Donnan podcast that Gunnar Stockton was fastly climbing the quarterback ladder.
Yeah, I don't know who he would have climbed over. I mean, I think that's interesting to me because Kirby didn't indicate that. I mean, he talked a lot about how Gunnar Stockton played well in the scrimmage and how he usually doesn't get to see a whole lot of them because he's a four-stringer. But, I mean, I guess that's what you say when you don't want a guy to transfer, right? Nobody's going to beat out Stetson Bennett for the starting duties, and the competition's probably for number two between Beck and Vandegrift, you know, who have multiple years in the program.
Griff, will they align themselves with three tight ends regularly?
I think so. I mean, I think that's probably, you know, right now, that's probably their best formation grouping. There'll be times with two wide receivers and two tight ends as well. I mean, they'll do a lot of different things. You know, we've even asked, I asked Todd Munkin last week if they put four tight ends on the field. But, you know, you got to look at, you know, Georgia tight ends. You know, we kind of just think this image when we think tight end, and it's, you can't put them all under the same roof, so to speak. I mean, Brock Bowers is almost like a receiver, and this Oscar Delp kid they got, another freshman, kind of a Brock Bowers lookalike, super talented guy out of Georgia. So they've got two receiver-like guys, and I don't even know what Eric Gilbert is. I mean, I don't think anybody's seen a guy like this. I mean, this guy is big, fast. I mean, he's everything. I mean, he's super talented. Was out of football last year. He, of course, remember he played at LSU's freshman year. But this guy's built different. I don't even know what I call him. And Darnell is just an nightmare for anybody. I mean, the guy's 6'7", 270, and he just, you know, knock you on your ass, or, you know, he can run around. He's got great hands. So they've got some dudes that are just going to be, you know, ridiculously difficult matchups for defenses.
Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation. So Kirby was a little disappointed in the defense, specifically the front. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's got to be disappointed in something, right? I mean, if the offense does well, then that means the defense had a bad day. If the offense doesn't do well, you know, then he'd be disappointed with them. So, you know, I think it's the first time they've tackled, you know. I mean, they do the thud stuff, and so the first time you scrimmage live, your tackling's probably not going to be as sharp. You know, you're going to be careful also how you hit your teammates after, of course, they got JT Daniels banged up in a scrimmage last year before the season. He never really got better. So, you know, I think Kirby's probably being careful this fall. You're going to limit the hits on your best players. And yet still the offense, the run game particularly, had a good day. And the quarterbacks had their moments as well.
Hoptown boy up in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, asked Griff that if he was the athletic director at Kentucky, how would he handle the dust-up between Cal and Stoops?
I just wouldn't. I just let it go. It's over. It's done with. Move on. I mean, it's, you know, there's no winners here. You know, I mean, Kentucky is a basketball school. You know, but by, you know, their argument, you know, it just brought attention to the fact that Kentucky basketball has been underachieving of late. And brought attention to the fact that Kentucky thinks they're a football school, even though they haven't even played an SEC championship game yet. That's a pretty low bar, man. So I don't think anything good came of it. So I think everybody just shut up and dribble and play football up there.
Did you know Mitch Barnhart at Tennessee? Were you there then?
I didn't know. No, I didn't run across him. He was one of those associate ADs. I mean, now he's might be the most tenured athletic director in the country. And, you know, you look at what he's done at Kentucky, and it's really remarkable. It's not just, you know, maintaining the basketball standards or the basketball I don't know if I'd say standard the last couple of years, but, you know, they get some great players in there. Rupp Arena's always rocking and rolling, and football has become respectable, you know, which I would have never thought, you know. I mean, just imagine if you put Mitch Barnhart at Vanderbilt with the resources Nashville had, right? That just goes to show you how terrible Vanderbilt athletics and management comes to football. But I think he's done a great job up there at Kentucky, and, like, I think that's a tough place to recruit. Because you're in the SEC, but you don't really have that weather. You don't really have that in-state football recruiting base. You've got Ohio breathing down your neck. Anybody that's good in your region, Ohio State Buckeyes are right there. So I think Kentucky's done about all that Kentucky can do in football. And in basketball, you know, they've obviously, you know, had the resources to get the best players there every year. And there's times when, you know, they look great on TV, but you know, unfortunately, the way basketball works, you're always judged by that tournament, which I've never been a fan of. I know the fringe fans like it because they don't have to watch the whole season. They just watch the tournament. But, you know, I always, you know, kind of respect the teams that do well during the regular season, and sometimes they never get the payoff in the tournament. And Kentucky's a marquee program. Even though they've been down, it's kind of like Alabama football. It never really goes away.
Yeah, I mean, we've had two good snits publicly. The Saban comment that got Jimbo all wound up, and then the Cal comment down in the Bahamas that got Stoops tweeting about it. Do you think that's the current environment that's got everybody irritable, or just random?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, social media's got its positives and its negatives, right? And, you know, we always say, gosh, I wish we knew more about it. Well, sometimes maybe you really don't. Sometimes you're really glad you don't really know. I wonder how those guys get along in real life. Well, here you go. You know, social media is a dynamic of our lifetime that I think we're all still adjusting to, and we all gauge differently, and we all have different comfort levels of what we think is acceptable or not acceptable to say, and might even be a generational thing, Bill. Something, you know, a lot of kids grew up with it and probably don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know, guys like me, you go, holy cow, I can't believe they say that in public. I mean, some of the stuff that young people say to me now, I can't believe. I'm sound like the old guy trying to tell everybody to get off my lawn. But, man, it is a different world for sure.
Doug DiBiase up in Connecticut says, and he's been an SID and been in athletics, et cetera, through the years. He says, I don't disagree with Kirby's thought. process on the Florida game. He says, I've been to Jacksonville, I've been to the Swamp, I've been to Athens, and I always wanted to see that game played on campus. I don't know what more we can say about this until we find out what happens, but if you want to comment on what he just said.
Well, I don't think anybody that wants Georgia to win championships disagrees with Kirby's thought. I mean, the previous business model got Georgia one championship in 41 years. Might want to change the way you do business. Scheduling is a big part of that. And if you're self-imposing a restriction on your recruiting, I don't think that's very smart, Bill. If you're going to say, you know what, Nick Saban gets 8 SEC home games every 2 years. We're going to try to do it with only 7. And we're going to give away our biggest home game of the year every other year. Could be our best recruiting weekend every other year. And we're going to give it away so some folks can, you know, go to their, whatever, beach houses and drink in the trailer park or the RV park across the street from the stadium. And, you know, come on. You know, some traditions just, you know, when they did that, when that game started being played, there was no SEC championship game. Recruiting was not anywhere near what it is now. It fit the moment. The demographics of the state of Georgia were different as far as where UGA students came from. And, you know, now you look at the demographic. Now you get most of your students out of the metro Atlanta area. It's closer to Georgia. Recruiting weekends are pivotal. You know, it's not all about going to a bowl game and having a good time. It's about winning a championship. And that means every competitive advantage that you can get, you need to take. And, frankly, Jacksonville Stadium, TIA Bank Field, doesn't match up with Sanford Stadium. Sanford Stadium, it's a much better game day. It's a much friendlier environment. It's a great college town. In Jacksonville, they had people get shot in the parking deck near the stadium after the game. You want that or you want to walk? I mean, so I'm just, it's apples and oranges to what it once was. And I understand people want to hold on to traditions. And in general, people are against change. In general, right? Everybody gets comfortable with the way things are. And so for those people that have enjoyed that game for years and years, it's a comfort level. It's a familiarity. And we like that in our species, right? But for Kirby, who's trying to raise the bar and change the tide, because here's the deal. The narrative is not that Georgia football is the best program in the SEC. That's not the narrative. They just won a national title and they're ranked number 3. And I know there's reasons for that, but my point is this, something I said earlier in this conversation, Kentucky and Alabama football never go away. If you want to talk about the narrative, those are the marquee programs in those respective sports. If you want to change it, then you better take action, and you better change the way you do business, because the way you were doing it before didn't get it done. So at least put yourself on a level playing field with Nick Saban. Right? And that's all Kirby's trying to do. And he's not trying to cancel Jacksonville. He's just trying to say, look, that's a Georgia home game. And we need to play all our home games in Georgia. That's what he's saying. And, oh, by the way, they just put $240 million into facilities. It would be nice to show them off to the best players in the country. So that's what Kirby's thinking. And, to me, it's way overdue. The next thing they need to do is stop playing Georgia Tech in Atlanta. It's another wasted effort. So, you know, Kirby's got to build, you know, make some decisions that'll enable Georgia to compete for championships with programs, you know, like Alabama and, like I think LSU on the rise. I think Tennessee's back on the rise. I think Florida's not nearly as bad as people think. Georgia's not that far off from dropping out of that top spot in the East if they're not careful, because these other programs are coming.
Jeff, too, wants to know if you noticed where Vanderbilt bought. You know where the mural is on the side of that wall on West End? There's Cumberland Transit, the bike place. Apparently, they bought that third of an acre for $5 million bucks. I don't know what he wants. What does he want you to say? They're going to put a softball field there, which we know they won't do. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, you know, again, I don't understand it. You know, when it comes to Vanderbilt, I appreciate the academics. It's one of the most beautiful campuses. It was always one of my favorite road trips, and certainly the hospital does wonderful things for many people, but they've got some of the dumbest smart people running athletics there that I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. It could be an absolute money maker. It could be a tremendous source of pride. The Nashville area has so many great high school players. It has really changed. You know, we talked about how things change over the years. Nashville area high school football has gotten so much better. Georgia's got some guys from up there. I mean, that's the spot Kirby's looking. And if Kirby's recruiting there, there's talent, man. There's frontline guys coming out of that area. Those high school coaches there are busting their butts, doing a great job. There's families that are moving there. The community's growing. You know, sometimes in academics, you got to kind of be aware of your surroundings. You can't just put yourself in your ivory tower and say this is the way it's always been. I mean, that's not a sign of progress. I don't think that's something the Vanderbilt family would be proud of. I think they need to get with the times and recognize what's happening and modernize that university's football program, take advantage of the surroundings, areas, and the talent influx and the desire that people have to be in Middle Tennessee. It's almost like they're trying to be bad.
Griff, we'll let you go. We'll see you next Tuesday, sir.
I appreciate it, Bill.
There he is. Mike Griffith, the AJC's Dog Nation. No fan in the 863. Ask Griff if he has a camera set up to catch who or whatever has been peeing in his Wheaties. He's always in a bad mood, Bill. I don't think that's a bad mood. That's just Griff. I don't think that's him in a bad mood. Griff loves this stuff, man. This constant upheaval about Jacksonville, or hey, ask him to bash Vanderbilt. Jeff too does this just for comedy, right? I mean, that's why we bring the Vanderbilt thing up. That's why he brought it up with me. Just otherwise, what would you talk about Vanderbilt? Do you want a practice report? How many of you would want a Vanderbilt practice report? What's happening out of camp, Bill? No. If I did this show from Vanderbilt on its campus, I wouldn't want a practice report. No. Now, if it's baseball, yeah. Give us one of those. I'll take one of those. Anyways, that's just Griff. Oh, David Lamb is who I was trying to think of. You know, Spurrier, back to Spurrier. And I didn't bring Spurrier up there. I stayed disciplined there. I didn't do it. Spurrier called him Lamb Chops. It was so funny. Spurrier called him. Is David Lamb still around? I've lost track of him. Man, he's a guy that probably weighs 3-something. And is not tall at all, to say the least. I mean, big bone guy, though. Always played golf, too, man. Was always on the course. Always out there. But he did radio forever, man. I love that guy, man. Hadn't seen him in years. Mark it up a little bit. Just slightly green as we're underway. On the Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, T-Dot's moving a stolen vehicle here out of your way. It's in a tricky spot, 40 eastbound just before you get up to Fessler's, right when you come off I-24. Again, it's 40 east before Fessler's on this flashing lights. It's still heavy going, coming westbound on I-40 as you come past the airport all the way up to Fessler's in through Hermitage, Donaldson. Watch your speed this morning on I-40 through Wilson County. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay. Check it out at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Galton Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. They're open there 24-7, 365 days a year. Or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
With the division on the line and the playoffs charging in, you won't want to miss a minute of Atlanta Braves baseball.
High fly, deep to left, forget about it for Austin Riley. A blast to left.
Tonight, don't miss a minute of this epic NL East battle in Atlanta as Ronald Acuna and the Braves take on Pete Alonso and the New York Mets.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 6:05 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Gary Joe Collins. Bill, the more I think about it, calamari, that's how he spells it, running his face hole is sad. It's like when a little kid who doesn't get their way throws a fit. You want a new practice facility, John? Don't lose to a school with less than 1,500 in enrollment. Talking about the St. Peter's first round game. I'm going to repeat this. We mentioned it yesterday. Obviously, Kentucky is, and always has been, a basketball school. That's true. But if you were to take polling data and go to Kentucky, Stoops would get a lot more support in this snit than Coach Cal, which is interesting. It's very interesting. Now, I'm not supporting Cal degrading the football program by saying that, and that's what he was doing. However it came out, you're degrading the football program by saying that publicly. You're belittling the program. That's poor protocol. You can't do that. You can't do that. And he said they finally got him, I think, the last or next to last day in the Bahamas. They got him to talk about it. And he said, look, I misspoke. I shouldn't have said that. I didn't hear the whole explanation, but he did say, hey, I'm the one in the wrong here on this one. I'm the one that messed up. And that's true. That is absolutely true. Anyways, Blake Ruffino with us tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And we have Brett Ciancia coming up. I may, for tomorrow or for Thursday, remember Thursdays, as we have it right now, Thursdays are unoccupied by guests. Now, I've put some in there, but not regularly scheduled for each week, which we do some of that other days. I may take the Cosby Cattleman up. He said, get a Clemson person on. Who was the one? Was it Anna Hickey? I believe that's who I had on. And that was 2020, before the regular season, Clemson-Notre Dame game. And she actually, I believe, prior covered Notre Dame and has been on the Clemson beat for a few years. She's good. She's very, very good. May look into, let's see, let's just see if you've got any ideas there. You folks over in South Carolina may have somebody. But she's pretty good. I liked her when we had her on. We had her on that one time. And then maybe we had her on again for the Clemson-Notre Dame ACC championship game, which was that, obviously, same season. That was the year that they agreed to be in the ACC in football. In case you're wondering. Miles Brennan has retired from football. He was not going to get reps at quarterback for them. They had talked him into coming back, and he agreed to it. And apparently, I was talking to Blake Ruffino about this yesterday. They must have had a come-to-Jesus meeting, or maybe he could tell by the way they were allocating reps in practice or something. They must have told him that you're not going to get any action here. And he understands he's not going to play after college, and he's not probably a starter at too many schools right now as it is. So he has decided to step down from the tough game of football. And, look, sad story, because you don't want it to end like that. But you know what? Most everybody, when they play their last game or their last rep, it's usually not on good terms. A lot of times it's not on good terms, right? I mean, it's you've done enough. You can't go any further. You're not needed anymore. That's a tough realization. And I understand that all sports have their emotions. But I tell you, I swear I think football, man, when football goes bad for you, it is sucky. I think it's suckier than all the other sports. When it's bad, it's just miserable. Losing sucks wherever and in whatever sport. I get that. I get it. I think emotionally it's tougher in football. That might just be my bias. I'm sure somebody could argue another sport, but yeah, that's probably just my bias speaking there, but that's what I think. Tom says, I would rather hear about the Gamecocks. Well, I'll get, I know who I'd go to for that. We'll get J.C. Sherbert on about that. Been a while since J.C. has been on the show. Hoptown boy Bill, agree with you. Put me in the camp with Stoops. You can't lose to St. Peter's, whose enrollment is less than Vol State. And had a dude with a porn stash lighting you up. St. Peter's, Vol State is a community college over in the Hendersonville area. It's got a pretty good little JUCO baseball program. Basketball thing, too. Anyways, can't lose to a school with about the same enrollment as Ball State and having some dude in a porn stash lighting you up. That guard was pretty good. I don't even remember his name. Oh, no. No, 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 no. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, T-Dot's moving a stolen vehicle here out of your way. It's in a tricky spot, 40 eastbound just before you get up to Fessler's, right when you come off I-24. Again, it's 40 east before Fessler's on this flashing lights. It's still heavy going, coming westbound on I-40 as you come past the airport all the way up to Fessler's and through Hermitage, Donaldson. Watch your speed this morning on I-40 through Wilson County. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay. Check it out at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer with anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. What's great about the Vivos methods is that it's provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called Guard Lab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com. Again, that's ByteDDS.com.
DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's peanut butter cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
It's a Bill King Show.
In Little League football, they play it off. You can't do it in college football, Bill. You got to come up with a bunch of computers and some BCS cockamamie scheme. My answer was yes. It's unique. Absolutely love it. I go into my garage every day and make sure there are no dust particles on those BCS computers. I do that.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 86. Mostly clear tonight, low around 62. Sunny tomorrow, high near 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
L-Dog down in Peachtree City, Georgia. Bill, Kentucky needs Stoops more than Calipari. Kentucky can go get a top five basketball coach any day of the week. For them to get another top 15 football coach would be very unlikely. Let me think that out. I agree with you on Stoops, meaning if you lost him, it'd be hard to come in with a new guy that could even come close to duplicating what he's done. I agree with you on that. But the Kentucky job is unique. It's a huge pressure cooker. Now, could you get a guy that's very well known to come in there and take that thing? Yes, you could. I think you're probably right. All I'm trying to say is that basketball gig, while it can yield you natties and everything else, is a big time, high pressure, and you can't, recruiting wise, I mean, you should be at the very top every year. How many coaches want to sell their soul to the devil in recruiting like you have to be that good and get those kind of players. And think about it now. It's always been tough in basketball, and the AAU circuit has always been sleazy. But now with NIL and everything else, now, at Kentucky, you do have a brand to sell that gets you in the door a lot better than almost any other school. I'll give you that in basketball. But it's still got its unpleasantries. Is that a word? But no, I think in general you're right. Jim says the guy with the porn stash is Bergen Catholic, so that's Bergen, New Jersey, right? Catholics, Doug Eder. Said he recently transferred to Bryant University. I didn't even see that. Is that true? This guy's still around? Jim and Jupiter, Billy, Calipari is an underachiever. Yep, I said it. Gary Joe Collins, Barnhart, not Tony, Mitch Barnhart, they're not related, AD at Kentucky, screwed up giving Calipari, he spells, the lifetime deal instead of Stoops. I said it and I mean it, Bill. Josh in London, Ohio, Bill, Council Bluffs today at 2, sweater vest, and Calipari in the boxing ring. Sweater vest wins. The football guy wins. Somebody asked me about Stoops and him. Stoops would win. Yeah, Stoops. Stoops comes from a different... Not that Pittsburgh can't have some tough guys. They can, but that's not Calipari's gig. Only thing that could hold Stoops back in that fight is if he got too much grease from Calipari's hair on his hands. Got slippery. Trying to submit him. That's the only holdback I can think of if we were going to do this. I'm telling you, the Kentucky fans that I hear from on this show and not on this show all support Stoops. Overwhelmingly. Now, I don't know if Calipari knows that or not. I don't know if somebody's relaying that to him. Maybe his buddies don't. But it's true. It's a basketball school, always has been, always will be. They're supporting the football guy in the snit over the basketball guy. That's interesting, y'all. Yeah, I find that very interesting. Market is slightly, about 40 points. Up today, I was having a good time with my Smile Direct Club options yesterday and then early this morning, and now they just stepped back. They just they sold off some. So I've got a few. I'm holding the bag a little bit today. Just holding the bag just a little bit. We'll see what happens. But they had been going up so much. They got up to about 215, the common stock. From the 150s to 160s, somewhere in there. Still think it's got a ways to go. Some are saying the chart looks like AMC before it went nuclear about 2 years ago, year and a half ago. Just saying. Woody's Revenge. Sweater vest, Bill, is like the Youngstown Mafia boss. Yeah, the sweater vest is low-key, doesn't say much, you know, he's low-spoken, kind of like Dr. Tom, but he's a tough guy. Sweater vest is a tough guy. Yeah, I'd take him. If Council Bluffs today at 2, I would definitely take him. At Patton _ Cook, who's usually with us. Devlin doing a good job, though, today. Very good job. Outstanding work. At Billow's Kick. Let me pull this up. Told you, I think Tesla is going to get to 1,000. It's at 933 this morning. It's up about 5 points. I do. I have faith there. tomorrow, Blake Ruffino, Brett Ciancia. Thursday, I'll think about a few things, like a Clemson guest, maybe. Just maybe. Kevin, Brad, they're all back on Friday as well. Lodge Pop.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Justice Department officials still fighting the release of an affidavit in connection with the unsealed warrant that led to the search of Mar-a-Lago. They say it would seriously jeopardize their investigation. Congresswoman Liz Cheney expected to be voted out of a job later tonight. She's been an outspoken critic of former President Trump as part of the January 6th Select Committee. She's trailing in polls ahead of the GOP House primary. President Biden interrupting his South Carolina vacation to sign the bill known as the Inflation Reduction Act. ABC Cecilia Vega.
We're talking about some $740 billion overall on this health care front. It's going to help some 13 million Americans pay for insurance by expanding subsidies. It caps prescription drug costs at $2,000 a year for Medicare recipients. And then starting next year, those receiving Medicaid would pay no more than $35 a month for insulin. That's that really expensive drug.
This is ABC News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children.